It's University Research and Artistry Day at Northern Illinois University, a day when students show off their hard work at the end of the semester. Travis Paquin is a senior in sociology at NIU.
I did my research on the usage, obtainment, and selling practices on a university campus.
His survey of 266 NIU undergraduates showed more than 58% had used marijuana on campus, with more than half buying it off campus. After spending a semester crunching the numbers, Paquin is hesitantly supportive of legalizing recreational cannabis.
As long as people are using it safe and not letting it affect what they're really here for, that's getting the university education.
Opinions were mixed in the Research and Artistry Day crowd.
Things that could get done with the tax money outweigh the negatives of recreational marijuana use.
It should stay illegal because, like, when people take marijuana, they're not, like, aware of their actions.
I don't have very strong opinions against it, particularly, like, I don't use it personally, but, I'm still kind of doing research on it.
I think it helps people with different, you know, things that they're dealing with in their lives.
Students Danny Olin, Murshida Shayera, and Rachel Pollack, and Tiffany Scott, a parent of an NIU student.
It's like that in a lot of states, so why not Illinois?
Why not Illinois? Eli McVeigh is the research editor for Marijuana Business Daily. He's based in Denver, but as a native of Atlanta, Illinois, a small town near Bloomington, he has a special interest in the debate over recreational cannabis in his home state.
Given the situation in Illinois with, you know, a democratically controlled House and Senate and a governor that, you know, made no qualms about his willingness to legalize recreational marijuana in the state, you know, I think that does go along with the shift in Americans' attitudes.
McVeigh says he's analyzed years of national polling by Gallup and the Pew Research Center. Support for legalization has risen steadily over the years, with a sharp increase recently. He says overall, it's at 60%, although most of the polling didn't distinguish between medical and recreational cannabis.
We've seen support rise across political parties, religions, education levels, racial and ethnic groups, gender. They've all increased.
So why the change in attitude from the days of reefer madness and just say no? McVeigh says there are two major reasons driving mainstream acceptance. First, a shift in how the media portrays cannabis.
Coverage, you know, moved away from marijuana in the context of drug trafficking and abuse throughout the 80s and 90s. And then they also found an interesting shift in Americans' attitudes towards the criminal justice system. Marijuana legalization is a social justice issue.
But by no means is America ready to welcome joints next to cigarette packs, marijuana edibles next to Twinkies, or THC vape cartridges at the liquor store. McVeigh says there will always be some who oppose legalization on moral grounds. But most of the opposition he hears has to do with traffic safety and use by teenagers.
Other people, you know, they see it as a kind of a government endorsement of a drug. So, you know, while they may not believe, you know, people that use marijuana should be put in jail, they also, you know, don't want stores popping up and promoting its use.
McVeigh says Illinois has bigger hurdles than public opinion if it's going to proceed with legalizing recreational marijuana. He says if Illinois lawmakers want to take full advantage of a cannabis-created revenue stream, they'll have to license hundreds, if not thousands, of new businesses. I'm Susan Stevens.